good to see you all. This is a brand new thing for us. I am so grateful that you're watching online. I do miss you all being here. I miss the hustle and bustle of the church service and all this excitement going on here. So it's just me sharing with you today. Our music folks they're going to be taking the day off, for all for safety reasons, of course. And so we'll get to those in days to come. It's just a couple of announcements I'd like to share with you. As the session has shared, there's nothing this week going on. Now, looking ahead, the youth retreat for the end of March, it has been rescheduled, and we'll let you know when that is. The choir cantata, because they've not been able to practice, that has been canceled, and we'll look to do something at some future date. We will update you on the events as they come present for us, as they unfold. Watch the website and the Facebook page, this one here. We'll send you a letter if things radically change, and you can check in at the phone call here. You can call in. Please note that we will put the newsletter on the website this week. We're still planning on doing that, and we'll let you know what's happening. We are planning for normal events in the month of April, and as it changes, we'll let you know how it changes. Please note that some have asked how about giving. Please send it in. We've looked at PayPal, and because we want to be good stewards of your finances and good stewards of our finances, PayPal has a lot of fees attached to it. So we're just going to trust that you mail it in. You can ask to set up electronically, and we have that. All you have to do is go ahead and do that, and we'll let you know what the process for that is. As for prayer concerns, if you put any on the Facebook page as we're talking, please remember this is a community, and so don't put anything that's like confidential. We'll pray for some of these things at the end of this time. Let's now have a moment of prayer. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, wonderful God, for the incredible way our lives have been touched by you. During these very troubling times, Lord God, may we remember that throughout the history of your people, there have been troubling times. There have been troubling times during the day of Daniel, when he was asked to bow only to the king. In the days of Joseph, when he was sold into slavery. In the days of Adam and Eve, when they had to leave Eden. And in each of these moments, Lord God, throughout all of this, Lord God, you've been present. You've been there with us. You've gotten us through. It's not always been easy, but you've always had it. And so we thank you, Lord God, for that great opportunity. We bring to you this worship service. And we always do so in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, and please pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hey, thank you for joining online with me. Now we're going to do our children's sermon. So come with me, all the young people, please come forward so we can have a time for our children's sermon. And we do have some guests here today. It's just so nice to have you all up here with our children's sermon. Remember, this is about the one great hour of sharing offering. And so Tigger and Winnie the Pooh and Snoozy Pooh, we all have one great hour of sharing offering boxes. Remember, this is a way in which we touch the world. For those who can't help themselves, we're helping them. This isn't necessarily just a handout. It's also a hand up, helping them rise up and be greater than the situation around them. Today, we're talking about the country of Nigeria. Okay, so we're going to have to find relative to the area of the world. Anybody see Nigeria? Oh, that's right, Snoopy Poo, right there it is. Nigeria right there, as y'all can see. Right there's Nigeria. Okay. In Nigeria, it had, continued to have, a great drought. And what's a drought? That's right. That's where there's not enough water, not enough rain. And so in Nigeria, the drought has been great. And so your one great hour sharing offering has provided money to give to the people of Nigeria the ability to have seeds that are drought resistant. That means they can grow with less water. And so what happens with that is that they need less water to grow, same amount of food. So we provide that through the One Grand Out of Share offering to those who are in need in the country of Nigeria. So for today, for this week, I'd like to ask you, we sort of got here, since we have food in the United States of America, and we still do, even with our crisis, put in 5 cents for every meal you eat this week. A nickel for every meal you eat this week into your box. This way then, we're able to provide for those in other parts of the world who don't have enough. All right, thank you all so much. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, God, that you provide for us. And we live in an area and a country in which food is plentiful, even during this crisis time. We still have places that have food, lots of it. We're grateful, Lord God, for the amazing way our lives have been touched by you. And may you continue to help us through all of this. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way, I'm grateful for my helper today that happens to also be the director of Christian Ed here, Annette. She's doing a great job getting things turned around and ready to go. Thank you so much. That's awesome, Annette. We're now going to turn to the scriptures. So turn with me in your Bible to the book of Joshua. So Joshua is the beginning of the history of the Old Testament. The first 5 books we call the Torah, or the Pentateuch, which means the books of law. And then starting with Joshua, we get into real history, if you can call it real history. In a sense, it's just the nation of Israel. It's not history of the whole world, it's history of Israel. That's why I said, if you can call it real history, because it's just that nation and what they're doing. The book of Joshua begins with transitional moments. I'll share that in my sermon. But I'd like to turn your attention to chapter 1 and the first 9 verses. These are God's words to us, and they're as brought to us by Joshua, a historian at the time. I put my new glasses on. Check them out. Huh? Are they awesome or what? Here we go. The first 9 verses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, and God said, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west, shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it, to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." May God add a blessing of understanding, as we've shared in this reading of His Holy Word. Folks, we live in radically new times for this day and age, and since the normal is now the abnormal, or feels like it, I thought I'd include a normal back into this, and I'm going to start this sermon with a joke. I mean, after all, we need places to laugh. If we can't laugh in the midst of all this, we're in trouble. So we need to be able to see how God has touched us and God's blessing in the middle of it all. So here's the joke. 3 preachers were discussing the best positions for prayer, and it was a very lively discussion. The first minister said, "Oh, the best way to pray is kneeling. This way, then, you're on your knees before God." The second minister said, "Oh, no, 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 no. The best way to pray, with hands raised high, because this way then we can receive all the blessings from God." While they were talking, in this lively discussion, here's a telephone operator fixing the fence. The third minister interrupted those first two and said, "Oh, no, no, the best way to pray is prostrate on the ground, showing your humility before God, laying before God, and then God will send your blessings." The TV repairman could not keep quiet any longer. He said, "No, no, the best praying I ever did was when I was hanging upside down from a telephone pole." Folks, I tell you, in these days, does it not oftentimes feel like that? We're hanging upside down from a telephone pole. We have very little resources, it feels like it, and we're about ready to fall. Know that we here at St. Andrew are there for you. All you have to do is let us know. The phones still work. You can let us hear what your concerns are. Call us. You can text us. Our director of Christian Ed, Annette, she'll be sending out Sunday school resources. If you want to be part of that, please let us know. Email us so that we can be there together as the people of God, as the church. We've had so many changes recently. It's like the scripture that I just read in the book of Joshua. The nation of Israel had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They'd gotten comfortable to that life. It was normal for them. Just like us, we've gotten very comfortable in our lives here. In our wanderings here, we got very comfortable. Now, for the nation of Israel, this would all be disrupted. They were going into the promised land. They were heading to where God had promised them 40 years earlier. We're asked to stay home and be healthy. We're asked to socially distance. In other words, keep your way apart from each other so we won't spread this incredible, awful virus. We keep healthy, and then we keep our neighbor healthy. The Israelites also faced changes of leadership. As you heard, their great leader, the liberator, the lawgiver, the prophet Moses had died. And now Joshua would be leading them. Well, we don't have that problem here at St. Andrew. I'm still here. Good to see you all. And our leadership is still intact. All our staff is ready to go to be there for you. The changes for Israel in this story is that they have new leadership. They're moving into the new land. Their lives would be disrupted as they were asked to move. We've had incredible changes here in the United States of America as well. Israel is facing an unknown land. And what they had heard 40 years earlier, that's why they didn't go into the land then, was that this land, this Canaan, this Israel, would be populated by giants, fierce giants. And so they didn't go. We're in a fearful place as well. A giant that we are facing. A giant virus. It's scary. It's uncontrollable. Unpredictable. It's fearsome. As Joshua looked to take command, with all the changes, all the uncertainty, all the fearsome giants in the way, he turned to God. A simple act that had profound result. He turned to God for guidance, for calm, for assurance. Interestingly enough, God spoke back to him. And in it, we find God's reassurance for us in our modern day times. In verse 6 of chapter 1, God said, "Be strong and courageous. You will possess the land." The promise of 40 years earlier, God was now going to complete it. In verse 7, God said, "Be strong and very courageous. Just follow the commands I gave you." And then in verse 9, God said, "Be strong and courageous. For no matter where you go, I'll be with you." A threefold promise. A perfect God giving a perfect number. You know, I love symbolism. I love the idea of how God works these things together. And number 3 is one of those perfect numbers we have. Number 1, 3, 7, 12. And in it we find that God's saying, in the midst of what's going on here, "I perfectly will be there for you." A perfect God bringing reassurance. This threefold promise starts with, "What I've promised you, I will complete. God said they will go to the land. God will give it to them. The same is true of us today. God said, I will protect you, and God will watch over us in the midst of this incredible thing we're facing. Commandment number two. In order for commandment number one to be successful, commandment number two has to come into play here. And God added a second, or another word to it. He said, be strong and very courageous. In other words, live life as I've called you to live. Be bold. I don't mean bold in the sense that you do crazy things. I mean bold in your compassion and love. In a world that's gone crazy, we need to be kind. In a world that's decided hoarding is important, and after all, the toilet paper is gone, crazy thing, we need to be compassionate and only take what we need. In a world that's chaotic, God calls us to calm. And the way in which we do that is to be able to live out the commandment God has given to us. In a chaotic world, we're called to be very courageous. We're to live as one of God's own. And to do that, we have to follow God's rule as He's given to us. In these times, we'll find out the true nature of our character. And the nature of our character as the people of God is to be the people of God, internally and externally, to share what God has done for us with the people that we are facing. And the way in which we do that is to truly have it be part of everything we do. In verse 8, God said, don't let it depart from your mouth. Meditate on the law day and night. Be careful to do it and follow it. The end result is, this is the end of verse 8, then we'll have success. Indeed, we want to be able to show that we belong to God by living out God's love in this world, to help those in need, to be the calm in the midst of the storm, to show compassion when sometimes people are not compassionate. Dear St. Andrew, we want to be there for you. If you need anything, call your deacon. Call the church office. We're here to help you. We want to reach out and help those at the bottom of the economic strata, because this that we're facing, no matter where I may point, this we're facing right now will hurt the poor the greatest. And so we've made a commitment to keep our food bank open in Williamsport. And if you're able to help, just call and we'll be able to help you plug in there. There's some modifications to the food bank so we can keep our social distancing, but we're still going to keep it open to provide. We're also going to continue to provide meals through the Shepherd's Table. For those working poor and those who are retired who need it so desperately, we're going to continue to provide that. We want to be there. We want to demonstrate that we understand. We're meditating on this God's law day and night, but we're going to follow it, and we're going to do it. Now, the last of the promises is the why. The first one is what will happen. The second is how we'll get there emotionally, which will be. The third one is how can we do this? Why are we able to do this? You've heard it said, and I'm going to repeat it. This is an original thought of mine, but I want to repeat this again. That you plus God is a majority. That God with us, there's no situation that's too big. There's no situation that should be too scary. Does this mean we won't have any fear? Actually not. We will have fear. But the key is, what do we do with the fear? What do we do with the anxiety that comes in these uncertain times? Do we submit to it and go to our basest nature? Do we submit to it and allow us to be like those that we, not comfortable with? Or do we take the fear and the anxiety and submit it to God? Do we take the fear and anxiety and submit it to God's commands, to God's authority? And when that happens, we've made a huge difference in our lives, a huge difference in the lives of others. I'm showing you what we call the promises of God. That God will be there for us and with us no matter what we may face. Let me share with you a couple stories. First one, let me get my slideshow. Occurs in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. All right, just so you all can see. Just a quick synopsis as I come over here. That's Peter walking on water. If you remember, Jesus came to them in a storm. Huge storm. They were afraid. They thought he was a ghost. Peter was high. Anxiety was present with it. And what did Jesus say? Take courage. It's I. Then he commanded Peter to walk on the water. Peter was able to do that. He embraced the promises of God until he looked around him. And he saw the wind and the waves. And he allowed that anxiety to sink in. Remember, if Jesus has his outstretched hands, let's take it and walk with him. The second promise of God comes right before the scripture I read earlier. It's Deuteronomy 31:8. And there, Moses is sharing God's truth. That when they go into this new transitional moment, the new changes, God promised that he will never fail us, nor never forsake us. That God will always be there. Now, you might think, well, that's ancient history. What does that mean for me now? Let me give you a more modern day example. This one comes from Jesus. I'm going to get it on the screen. At the end of the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you. That's the promises of God. That's Jesus living out his reality. He said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Notice where peace is found. It's in Jesus Christ. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. Is that not so true, folks? Right now, it feels like we're in tribulation. Notice what Jesus said. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Let's take solace in the fact that God is there for us, that Jesus walks with us. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you a quote from Mark Lauder. Mark Lauder is a Christian comedian. He's the singer of the Bill Gaither song group, and he's a great, an interesting comedian. And they asked him once what his favorite scripture was. His favorite scripture was this: "It came to pass." And then he stopped there in his videos, and everyone started laughing and joking. They thought he was making fun. He says, "No, no, realize that this came to pass. It didn't come to stay." Those are his words, not mine. And so Mark Lauer is saying, this that we're in right now didn't come to stay. It came to pass. And in the midst of all this, we find the promise of God. That God says to us, be strong and courageous. I will get you to the other side. God says to us, be strong and very courageous. Live out that which I've given to you. To demonstrate to the world that there is good. And there's compassion. Why can we do this? This is what God said. Be strong. Be courageous. For I'm with you wherever you go. So folks, next week we'll do this again. Same kind of format. Might have different children up front, but we don't know. We'll see what happens next week. Let's close this portion of prayer. Thank you, God, for the promises of God. We thank you for the way our lives have been touched by you. Especially, we thank you for the many ways in which our heart has been touched by your incredible love. During this time of crisis, may we push aside anxiety. May we live in your grace. May we push aside fear, not so it would be something crazy now, but so that we don't allow ourselves to be something we're not. May we be the people of God. Thank you, Lord God, for the many ways in which you have touched us and blessed us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.